KO4NUE. KO4QLD.
This is Enduro TR Tone. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right today, Tom. How are you doing?
Frog hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Well, I can, man. Sounds pretty fine to me.
Ever seen a frog hair, Chris?
Can't say that I have. That must mean it's extra fine, huh?
Sometimes we tend to vericate from the truth a little bit. Never lie, but a little bit of verification, as my dad used to say. Hope you're doing okay today. We're getting some mist, not really what I call rain yet. The granddaughter's visiting. She's up riding horses at Tryon for last week and this week, I guess. You know, I'm just sitting here watching an old In the Heat of the Night show and looking at the computer. I just got home from a routine doctor's appointment. Pills and bills, you know how that is.
Sure, I sure do. I'm going over my bills not right this minute, but this week I'm going over my bills because I file for an extension on my taxes every year. So I've got till Monday to finish them up. Just doing a little side trip up to Chad's to get some welding done right now. And I'm getting that mist that you're talking about. And just realized that my windshield washer pump is not working.
Depend on whether you remembered or forgot to put in the windshield washer fluid.
Actually, I filled it up the other day because I thought it was empty. And I guess it wasn't empty. Or it's not empty now. It's full right now. I guess that pump just ain't working.
Yeah, or the switch. Hopefully, it's a pump, I would say, would be the easiest thing to change. Well, what kind of welding you going to get Mr. Chan to do for you? MIG, TIG, sub-arc, stick, etc.
He's going to do a little TIG welding on some titanium for me. And he hates it when I bring titanium in his shop. But he already agreed to it, so I'm going to hold him to it.
Any trouble with him, just let me know. I'll come up there and slap him around a little bit and get him on the right track. Oh, I was trying to think of some of the things that aluminum bronze, that's what the guys used to hate to weld in the shop. I guess the fumes off of it was pretty darn toxic.
And right there, what you doing, Chad? KO4QLG here.
Set up for that piece of titanium.
Trust him with it or not, though. He needs an attitude adjustment there, Chris.
You need to depend on a person to do something. You can't be too picky. But he's actually welded this barrel for me before and did an excellent job on it. So I've got faith in him.
Man.
That, just getting ready to get on Highway 11.
Alright, well, I'll see you in about an hour, I guess. That's KO4NUE standing by.
Get my message that I got a lucky shot and got my antenna back up.
Just with Meemaw's being sick and all, I just hadn't had a chance to respond. But I'm glad you got it up.
Yeah, and it's tougher wire this time. It wasn't due to our workmanship. Okay, Chad. Well, I figured that was the case. I wasn't worried about it. It means I heard you here. I thought I'd say hello. You have a good day, bud. and you need anything, give me a holler. And, Chris, I'll let you go and pay attention to your driving there. And like I said, if you need anybody to straighten him out, let me know. And I don't know how he does TIG welding with hands the size of a grizzly bear, but apparently he gets the job done. See you later, Chris. This is N0LTR.
Usually does a fine job, Tom. This is KO4QLG. I'm clear.